Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. I'm Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom MLI Radio. Tonight we're going to expand your mind, open your wisdom, and unleash your enterprising talents. We have Lonnie Taylor. She's an inspirational speaker, author, online radio personality, blogger. Lonnie is a fresh new voice determined to inspire and bring about growth and renewal in the world. A mother of two beautiful little girls, Lonnie understands the importance of having your space in order so that you and your family can thrive in a healthy environment. Lonnie holds a master's degree in education and has been teaching her whole life. Before she was HGTV, there was Lonnie Taylor in the kitchen pretending to teach people on how to properly wash the dishes. Who knew years later she would be teaching people how to make the commitment to love yourself and stop the games. How to finally get real and gain the freedom that honesty brings. How to rediscover your purpose and boldly walk through it, knowing you will be supported by the divine. How to stop being the victim and start living in the victory. And how to drop the baggage and truly love yourself inside out. And it's a lifestyle, it's a walk, it's a journey, and it's a commitment. And that is what Lonnie Taylor is all about. She took the long way back to her authentic self. But now that she is here, she is dedicated to helping women across the world do the work to regain their lives. And she has a book called The Best That Can Happen. And her website is LonnieTaylor.com. Without any further ado, I want to welcome Lonnie to the show. Welcome.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, life don't get any better than you being my guest.
Oh,
and also,
I
want to point out one thing. She's also very smart, but if you look into her picture, you're going to see some very bright eyes. And when the eyes are bright, the light's on, so she'll enlighten your life.
Love it.
So anyway, Lonnie, tell us a little bit about yourself. You're in Synergy Radio, you got blogs, and you got your website, but what else is there that everybody should know about Lonnie?
Gosh, well, I think you covered it all. Yes, I have a blog talk radio show called Synergy Soul. I host that with my co-host, Don LaRue, and we do that every night. And there, it's just another extension of everything that I am. So everything centers around the same thing, which is sharing, you know, God with the world, helping people awaken to new philosophy and ideas. Actually, it's really old philosophy and ideas, but over here in the West and some people abroad, we have lived so separate from our spirit self that it's a new philosophy, it's new age, and it's new. So that is Synergy Soul Radio. I have a blog, like you mentioned, Lonnie Lifestyle, where I live life out loud and on purpose, and I stumble, I fall, I stand back up. I share all of that stuff on my blog so that everyone knows that, you know, anyone can live purposefully. And it's not necessarily pretty. You know, if you're really doing it, and Rob, you know this, if you're really doing it, it's not going to be pretty. And so I live out loud on my blog so people know, hey, you know, she struggles too. It's okay. Let's keep going. So that is my platform. Let's keep going. Let's keep growing. Let's keep evolving. And then I have my book, What's the Best That Can Happen? And that is a spiritual journey. Really, when God, I guess my lifestyle brought me to my knees. I won't say God brought me to my knees. My lifestyle brought me to my knees, and God helped me get up. And so I don't stress anyone move in any particular direction. I just stress that you find direction. And so that is what's the best that can happen, and we'll probably talk about more about that in depth. But, yeah, those are the things that I'm out here doing. I teach. I do public speaking, workshops. I'm in the works of aligning with a few charities and nonprofit organizations to go in and really talk to the women and help them to start reshifting and reshaping their mind, because a lot of times we lose hope, but it's in dire situations that we actually have everything available for us, Rob.
We do have everything available, but here, to me, it's about letting go of everything I know, because everything I know is lived on a memory, and that is really what we're going to expand out of. But I'm looking at the chapter 1 in your book, What's the Best That Can Happen, and it says Introduction to Being Human. But, Lonnie, I got a question I've asked myself many times. Outside of a science book that's written by people that want me to think like them, who can tell me I'm a human?
I guess you could tell yourself you're a human. I think that really, because the title of the full title of the book is What's the Best That Can Happen, and then it's the beginning, being. Where I'm coming from is the perspective that we have chosen to live a human being experience. So we are human first, and then being, which is, I believe, the connection to spirit, second. But it's truly how I feel is we should be being human. So being, we are spirit first, and we are having a human experience. So all this crap that this physical life is putting on us is part of the human experience, and we identify with that, but we really should be identifying with the being experience, which is the spiritual connection and understanding. So that's really what the chapter is about really explaining to people, hey, you've really been living, going through it with your head in the dirt, and you really don't have to live this way. You really don't have to bounce around and take whatever this life gives you. You really can live purposefully. So that's really what chapter one is all about.
See, I like what you said about the being the spirit first, because something I've expanded into, Lonnie, and I'll get your feeling, it's spirit, body, mind. Until the body lets go, the mind is wrapped around the body.
I really agree.
Understand that. But here's the thing. This is something I like this question, and I like this statement just to get people's reaction, because there's no right or wrong. Because I feel I'm a spiritual energy relishing my spiritual experience to expand my spirit.
Okay.
And the human part is I'm taught the human part by my growing up.
Yes.
How do you feel about that?
I fully
agree. And there's
no
right, wrong, or agree or disagree. It's how you feel.
Well, how do I feel? I feel that I, too, am a spiritual being, entity, whatever you have it. I am an extension of God, and I am here on this earth having a physical or human experience. So I really should be enjoying every step of the way. When we attach to this physical world, we really lose the joy of the journey. And this is something I'm experiencing right now because I am on the cusp of the breakthrough, so to speak. And so it's really getting turbulent and difficult, if I can use those words, which I don't want to, but just so I could express to your audience what I'm feeling, is it's really getting to, it's getting difficult. And so I have to disconnect from the physical, you know, aspect of everything and reconnect to the spiritual aspect and understand that that difficulty is really where my growth is coming from. That's really where my change is coming from. That's really where God is able to step in and really show me who he is in my life, and that's where my faith is growing. So really that spiritual thing is we chose to come to this earth. We chose to have this experience and to embrace it, to enjoy every step along the way, even if it means you're sitting in line at the food court, you know, hoping somebody will pay for your meal. You chose that experience, so you really need to embrace it, because embracing even the low points, you're able to make it to the high points. And so that's what my understanding to what you just said as far as the spiritual connection versus the physical connection. So, yeah, I think that I agree with you from my perspective.
Now, you said something there that if people were listening, it was really profound and outstanding. The low points, but how did the low points actually lead to the high points, Lonnie, for you and the world?
For me, and that's really what I detail and what's the best that can happen, where I was unemployed. I have several degrees, like you mentioned, in your opening. I have my master's in education. I have my license in cosmetology. I was pursuing cosmetology, and I really got my license because I'm a teacher. At, you know, like I said on my website, I was born to teach. And so I really am compassionate and passionate about teaching people about healthy hair. And so I figured if I want to teach people about healthy hair, I need to have credentials behind me. So I went to cosmetology school, so now I can say, well, I'm a licensed cosmetologist, so this is why you should listen to me. When the truth is, I knew everything I knew prior to that license, but now people will listen to me because I have the credentials behind my name. So I give that backstory to say that's how I was in the cosmetology arena. I'm not very good at doing hair. I could barely comb my own hair, but I could get you some healthy hair. But most people want to look good with their healthy hair, and so that's where I kind of faltered. But so I was out of the salon, and I was unemployed. I was at my lowest point. My home was in foreclosure. You know, I didn't know where I was going to go. I didn't have the money to pay for my oldest daughter to go to after-school care. So if for her to be safe, I ended up having to send her out of state so that my sister could watch her for me while I tried to work and really tried to get myself back on my feet. In the physical world, I was at the lowest point of my life. My home was on its way out. I was pregnant. You know, the father who was the father of my child pretty much said it's not mine and changed his phone number. So now I'm pregnant, emotional, depressed, you know, and if it wasn't for the baby in my stomach, I don't know why I'd still be if I'd still be here. So I'm at the lowest. I don't whatever else I can say, my home was for sale. It sold and the person backed out, the people, because there's multiple people, the people backed out 6 times before it finally sold, while my foreclosure date is impeding. And you know when you're short selling, you can't leave the house. You have to stay in the house till it sells. So I'm dealing with, will my house sell? Will I get put out on the street? I can't sign a lease anywhere because my credit is shot to crap and no one's going to rent to me. You know, so I really have nowhere to go. My car is 13 years old. I need a new car, but I really don't. My credit shot the crap. No one's going to give me a loan. You know, so I really was between a rock and a hard place in the physical world. I was at the lowest of lows. And that it was in that moment that God said, Lonnie, everything that you're going through is for a purpose, and I will make you greater. What happened with my house? It ended up selling. It didn't sell in last year, so I was able to get the tax credit. God had kept me in that house, actually pushed my foreclosure date out twice. That's God. People think it's man. It's God. And people need to recognize these hands in our lives. And so my foreclosure date got pushed out twice. I ended up selling in 2013. And with that, I was able to get the tax credit. My mortgage company actually paid all the liens that were on my house for not paying. They paid all of that. My mortgage company also paid me to move out. So that's how you go from, oh, my gosh, I'm in foreclosure, to, oh, my gosh, my bank is actually going to pay me to move out of this house. You know, and so when no one would rent to me, I then was able to call up my friend and say, hey, can I stay with you for a little bit while I figure out what I'm doing? And she graciously said yes. She honored her spirit. And so, yeah, in the physical world, it looks like I'm sleeping on my friend's floor. In the spiritual world, how this low became a high is shortly after I moved in with her, because I did not sign a lease, you know, because I did find someone willing to co-sign for me. So because I did not sign a lease, I was able to take that low. And when my mother called me and told me she was diagnosed with cancer and she needed help, I was able to move. I didn't have any great job. I didn't have any men. I didn't have any leases to hold me back. So that's how God took that low and made it a high. As far as the job, you know, I was able to find something. I got thousands of dollars to move out of my house first and foremost, so I'm really not stressing the job now. But on top of that, I was able to find employment that was able to afford me to do the things that I wanted to do. It wasn't a great job, but it was enough employment for me to go to the car dealership and tell them, I don't have a co-signer, so if you give me this car, you're going to have to do it on the strength of me. The car dealership took the lowest of low. This is what God does. The car dealership took the lowest of low and was like, you know what? We can't find anyone to finance you, but we're going to keep looking. 7 days later, I drove off that car lot, traded in my 2000 Mitsubishi Galant that was falling apart for a 2008 BMW. I put off the car lot making $15 an hour. That's how God takes your lowest of low and makes it a high of high. And not only did I pull off that car lot with my brand-new BMW, the moment I touched down in Dallas, I got income. So now I have a way that pays my car payment, pays my insurance, all of those things without me even trying. So there's more to my story, but I'm a big dot connector, Rob, connector, like connecting the dots. I really do that. But I want people to see how God can take your lowest of lows. And once you stop focusing on the woe is me, because I did that for 6 months, the woe is me, oh, my gosh, I'm so depressed. Why was I even born? I did that for 6 months. And in 6 months, God did a work with me. And that's what I detail and what's the best that can happen. That entire journey, I detail it. And I all the tools that I use, I detail it. So that's how you really can go from, you know, I say going to the diaper bank to depositing money in the bank, Rob.
Well, you got to deposit it internally before you deposit it physically. But there's a chapter 2 in your book,
yes.
Who I Was. Ain't that where people stay and afraid to go to where I'm, to who I am?
Oh, yeah. That is pretty much how everyone, I'm 32 now. I lived 31 years of my life who I was, blaming everybody for my faults. I was 31 years old on the phone with my sister, who is 3 years older than me, so she's 34 now, you know, or 34 then. I would spend hours on the phone with my sister, and we would blame our parents for the fact that we don't have any ambition and we haven't accomplished anything and how we can't stick to anything. So I spent 31 years being who I was before I figured out who I am and who I'm becoming.
And, you know, it isn't even who you're becoming, because who you become is old before. You know what we said at the beginning of this show, 15 minutes ago, is already old news.
Yes.
Because that's how fast life expands. Don't you feel?
Yeah, it's moment to moment, second to second. And people just commit to things, but they don't need to necessarily commit to things when it's old news. You liked black a second ago, but if you like white now, run with it. You like white now. So stop being so committed to, well, I liked black, so I need to like black. No. It's old news. What are you on to now? How are you better now? Be that better you now.
Now, I'm reading something out of chapter 2, Who I Was, from What's the Best That Can Happen by Lonnie Taylor. It's available on Amazon.com and on her website, LonnieTaylor.com. The only negative aspect of ignorance is choosing to remain ignorant, but it's also choosing to remain arrogant. Don't you feel, Lonnie?
Yeah, I think arrogance is what keeps us in ignorance. We just have, and that's ego. I think, okay, I said this, I have to stand behind it, because what will I think of myself if I flip-flop? What will people think of me if I flip-flop? I'm supposed to stand firm. So that's what I feel. Arrogance is rooted in ego, in perception of yourself and the perception of others. So if you can get over the fact that who cares what other people think? It's about how you feel about yourself authentically. And that arrogance kind of, you know, it gets kicked out the window. You know, Rob, it gets kicked out.
Well, arrogance is the first form of failure.
Uh-huh.
That's the first step in failure, because if you look at the world right now, it's so scared to admit that we're stuck in corporate cloning and 1930s thinking, and still we're stuck in the Revolutionary War. No, the Civil War, excuse me. And we can't move forward today because the same disingenuous feelings, thoughts, and emotions that happened in the Civil War, the 30s, the 90s, all the way through history are still right here because we read history. How do you feel, Lonnie, when you can cut the crap of history, you can open your eyes to win?
Well, I really, how I, and I call it connecting the dots, and also where you really look at your history to help you understand how you're repeating it. Everyone thinks that it's a new day, but the truth is, if you really look at the things that you've done, the seeds that you've sown in your past, you can prevent yourself from making the same mistakes. Why am I dating the same men or women? Why am I stuck in this dead-end job? Why do you keep ending up in the same dead-end job with a different company name, but, you know, it's the same unhappiness, the same dissatisfaction? So I look at history in our own personal history as a teaching tool. Now, as far as worldly history, I agree. One of the things that really eats my hide is with the racism and how we're always talking about, you know, we can never forget. We must never forget. We always have to remember where we come from. We have to celebrate their accomplishments, all of these things. And I am not downgrading celebrating accomplishments and all of that. I understand people have sacrificed for the freedoms that we have today. But if we continue to focus on those things, they will never die. So not their legacy dying, but the racism, the separation, the, oh, we had to overcome all of this just to become equal, all of that stuff, as long as you keep looking back at it, quote-unquote celebrating it, you are never going to allow it to go away, and we are never able to move forward. And people really miss that point, Rob.
Well, see, I agree with you. See, countries don't have racism, only people, and that's an emotionally ingrained. And how many, you and I, let's just ask you and I, were we born with racism or were we taught racism?
Oh, definitely taught.
Yeah. All negativity is taught. And that's something I really am starting to grasp. But see, my personal history is the way I perceived it, don't you feel? But when I can really step back and listen and unteach the preach that I was told that happened, you can really open your eyes to see there is another way, and there was a learning lesson in every step of your history. Can't you see that? Or do you see that in yours, Lonnie?
Oh, I definitely. And that's why, you know, I look at my past, and one of the things that I say whenever I go and teach is, use your past before you lose your mind. So there's a saying that goes, use it before you lose it. So I've just adapted that to use your past before you lose your mind. Because people, too often, like I said, me and my sister would sit on the phone for hours complaining about our parents and how awful they were, and it's all their fault. It's all their fault. Everything that's going on, I'm 31 years old and I don't care, it's mom and dad's fault. You know, that's what we would say. And we really bought it. We really believed it. But the truth is, they were the parents that they had to be in order for she to become who she is, who I am to be who I am. Lonnie Taylor would not be here with you, Rob Wilson, right now if my parents weren't who they were. I wouldn't have a story to tell if I grew up with the Cosbys or the Cleavers. I would not be who I am today, helping people awaken and using that past, learning the lessons, if I hadn't had any lessons to learn. So, yes, I fully agree, and that's my platform, is to help people to see there is a lesson in everything, and that's why I really enjoy going into women's shelters where people are at their lowest point, and they don't know what is going on. Society says they're thrown out. You're spent. We can't do anything with you. We can't do anything with you. This is the way these women feel. I love going in there and letting them know, babe, when you are on your knees, you are at the greatest point that you could be in your life, because now you really can rewrite what's going on. You really can take your past, learn the lessons from them, and actually use those lessons to propel you into purpose. There's always purpose, and there's always why our spirits came to this earth. Our spirits came here to have an experience. But as long as we get caught in the past and we refuse to change that arrogance that you talk about, or, you know, those societal views, we get so caught up in what society says, we lose that opportunity for those lessons. So I actually love teaching people how to learn the lessons, Rob. That's a really good point out right there.
Yeah, and also let them see their lessons. You know, you're talking about women's shelters, and they're at the lowest point. But if they ever step back and look, go through what they went through, takes more courage than anybody could believe. They have the courage. They just got to be shown that experience was courageous rather than pity me stories. How do you feel
exactly
about that?
Exactly. And that's what it's about. You know, it really... There is an organization that I'm aligning with who does empower the women, but I was dealing with one teen outreach program where everyone who came in to speak to them was a level above a relapse. Everyone who came in, yeah, I had the same background as you, and even though they weren't saying it, you really can look at them and see they are one level away from a relapse. So how much hope can you really provide these children for tomorrow if you are 1 foot out of the grave yourself? And so it was important for me to go back and speak to these children, especially with the things that I have accomplished, you know, not the woe is me. I'm no longer the victim. I'm the victor. And now I can come in here and let you know you too can be the victor. Do not be afraid to dream. What are your dreams? You know, you don't have to be like, well, I just want a job and an apartment and a reliable car. No. More for you. More for you if you desire it. What do you desire? Don't be afraid to dream. Because you know what? I came from the same nothing you came from. I came from the same substance abuse you came from. I came from the same volatile environment, the same poverty that you came from. And I'm achieving. You can too. Stop being the victim. Start being the victor. And I really wish more people would go into these facilities with that story versus, hey, I got a job. You know, I got stable employment. I have a roof over my head, because you're really teaching these youth that you just have to be one step out of the grave and you're okay. The truth is, Robin, you know this because you fought for yourself. You fought for your life. You know, the truth is you can have it all. Expand your vision.
And expand the vision, but not only expand the vision, energize the vision.
Energize. I love it. I'm working on my vocabulary, Rob.
And see, here's something I've discovered, and I wrote this, and I'll share it with you. I said, America's got to expand out of the bucket size. We've got to let go of the bucket cap society, expand out of the being paycheck puppets, and expand into letting go of everything they know to energize that visionary vitality to win in a reality.
I get it. Stop chasing the paycheck. Release yourself from that. You know.
Yeah, and see, that's something I still work as a union electrician because I got insurance, but it's really, I discovered this about myself, and I'm not scared to say that because I make pretty good per money as a union electrician, but the reason I called it a paycheck puppet, I was a paycheck puppet. That's what I expanded through this week. I was addicted to the easy money of the paycheck.
Yeah.
You know, when you can go someplace and make anywhere from $25 to $55 an hour plus benefits, and you start working overtime, and then $12 to $17 to $1,800 to $3,000 a week checks come in, it's pretty addicting.
Very addicting. Let's talk about the $15 an hour when you were making zero. That $15 an hour is pretty addicting. Anytime you're able to keep yourself plugged into this machine and you don't start losing things, that's pretty freaking addicting. That car is pretty freaking addicting. Keeping that house is pretty freaking addicting. And that's where I fully agree. People are so plugged into this machine that they can never unplug themselves because they're afraid to lose things. This false reality that they've created around themselves, they're afraid to lose this false reality, but they have no idea that in losing that false reality, and that's why I love the women's shelters, because they don't have a false reality. We can start from scratch. I love you because you are a blank slate. Once you get past the emotional baggage, of course, but the fact I don't have to really convince you that it's okay to walk away from that job. No, you don't have a job to walk away from, so what do you want to do? What do you want to do? Let's create, you know, let's expand. Let's expand together. What dream? Let's make this a reality. Let's expand. So I fully agree.
But you see, now I opened my eyes to that I was a paycheck puppet that about knocked me out of my chair. I said, whoa, I'm actually limiting myself but the buckets cap society is the one I like. It's because somebody's either on the government dole, looking to take something from somebody, or looking for a free ride. That's why I call America the bucket cap society. Ain't that what a bucket cap is, looking for somebody else to take care of it?
I have no idea. You just explained that to me.
And isn't that America in the world?
Oh, that's America, definitely. We are always looking for someone to help us. Now, what I will say, I don't have a bad view on public assistance. I just don't like the way that it is set up. I think that it's set up to keep the divisor, the separation. Because when I was working, you know, when I was plugged in and attached to, you know, a slave, so to speak, when I was doing that, I needed help. you know, but I made way too much money to get help. But here I am, a single woman with a child who's paying child care, who's paying mortgage, who's paying all of these expenses, and at the end of the day, how am I going to feed my kid? But I can't go to, you know, the office, the welfare office, and say, hey, I need help, because they're like, you make too much money. But if I quit my job today, you'd have no problem helping me. So I don't necessarily have a problem with the welfare system. I just think it needs to be tweaked a lot.
And I agree with you. But see, once you get people on the dole and you get people in the handouts and looking for somebody to do it for them, that's the easiest way to control their mind, because they go into the paycheck puppet mentality, because welfare is a paycheck puppet. Just like working for the union electrical trade, I'm a paycheck puppet. And I open my eyes to that. And that's what we become, don't you feel, paycheck puppets?
I do. I think, and that's one of my platform is, and my future books will more go into this, only a chapter in What's the Best That Can Happen is committed to purpose, and I call it uncovering your purpose, because we came here knowing exactly what we're supposed to do, but, you know, life, our parents first started putting crap on us, and so we start forgetting why we came here, and then we start conforming to societal's expectations. So I have to go to school to be successful. Womp, that's crap. You know, I have to go get a job that's going to make me happy and make lots of money. Womp, that's crap. All of these things, I have to have these things and keep up with the Joneses because that's what it's about. Womp, that's crap too. So really understanding, defining what your own goals and aspirations are. You know, some people want to be famous. Some people want to be rich. Some people want to be unknown and just be a philanthropist. Some people want different things. I want to help awaken spirits, help awaken souls, and help people return to their purpose. Why did you come here? Let's get to that work. So I really, that's my platform, is to really help people to stop being a slave to the paycheck. You know, I walked away, though it wasn't a huge paycheck, but I walked away from it. Before then, you know, I've made really great money, but I walked away from it because of passion. I've always known I'm a teacher. I've always known I'm a writer. And even when I was making the $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 a year, I always said, this is my McDonald's job before I hit big, because I'm a writer. You know, I even when I was making that kind of money, and I was able to walk away from it because I always held on to the vision. I didn't know how to do it. You know, I used to want to be an inspirational speaker when I was younger, but I'm like, who the heck's going to listen to me? You know, so I would talk myself out of it. And it was so easy to talk myself out of it because I was chasing that paycheck. You know what? I can go build, and I call it building someone else's dream. Every time you go to work, you are building somebody else's dream instead of building your own.
That's the most truthful thing, and that's really what I've expanded into. But I got to be very grateful because it allowed me the freedom to move around, to get the teaching, to develop to what I have today. Now is the time to take this to the world, just like you are, because if you listen to Lonnie, the voice is clear, the speech is vibrant, but the vision is clear, but the way she says it has a purposeful passion to light your life up. And Lonnie, it's Soul Synergy Soul Radio, and when is that?
We actually just changed our time, so we will be on in an hour, 9 o'clock my time, and I'm Central Standard, so 7 Pacific, 9
in the morning?
Central.
In the morning?
Nope, tonight.
Oh, okay, yeah, you're getting ready, just about to come on.
Yeah, we're about to come on in about an hour and a half, 2 hours, and it'll be 10 o'clock Eastern, so we just changed our time. My co-host, she's going through a 45-day fast to where she is resetting everything, and she's honoring her spirit, and she wants to get to bed earlier. So we just changed our time to an earlier time, but it's Synergy Soul. So if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Synergy, S-Y-N-E-R-G-Y, Soul, S-O-U-L, there I am.
And it's LonnieTaylor.com. The book is The Best That Can Happen.
Yes, What's the Best That Can Happen.
What's the best? And, you know, there's an unending. But before we go, I really want to thank you for being my guest and allowing me to be on Synergy Soul Radio, because, and I'm going to have Dawn on Thursday night at this time, but it's really, I'll let you close. Give the listeners all some wisdom to expand their life and move and open their eyes to their own talents.
Okay, guys. Well, off the top, Rob said something, and it's so profound, and Don says it all the time. There's going to be two types of people out there. There's going to be the people who go balls to the wall, like myself, and then there's going to be people who do it a little bit more, you know, smart. They have the parachute, so you could jump with the parachute, or you can jump and you're hoping the parachute's there. I'm more of a jump and hope the parachute's there kind of girl. And let me bring that in to help you understand the reference. And the reference that I'm making is, like Rob said, it takes money to make money. So he's an electrician. Dawn has her thing. I also am starting to go back into the classroom because it takes money to make money. And so if you are dialed in and plugged into that machine and you really are chasing that dollar, I encourage you to stop and dream again. And what's the best that can happen? I tell you the three principles that are necessary to realign with purpose. And once you learn those three principles, then you can say, okay, this is what I feel. And it's going to take some tweaking. It's always taking some tweaking. And don't be afraid to fail. If you never try, you never fail. And then you never achieve. And guess what? Next lifetime, you'll be back doing the same thing. So try, and don't be afraid to fail. And if you are plugged in and you have that parachute, that's great. Let it be your parachute, but don't be afraid to jump. Now, if you don't have that parachute and you're hoping it's there, you know what? I'm going to step off this thing, and I know that purpose is going to catch me. Do it. Don't be afraid. Live in love. Love yourself. Love yourself enough to achieve your greatness, Rob. And I guess that's my little love advice for the kiddos out there.
Well, I want to thank you. And, you know, on the dollar bill, it says, "In God we trust to live your dreams. In me I trust."
All right.
And I'm going to close with that.
I'm thankful. Thank you so much for having me. I've enjoyed our time together.
Well, it went quick. And anyway, I want to thank you for being here, and I want to thank you for your wisdom, because it was very energetic wisdom.
Thank you.
And we'll be here. What's that?
I'm a talker.
Yes, you are, and that's good, because you're going to, but you're also a listener. You're going to listen your way to wealth and talk your way to the penthouse. I can tell that.
Woo! I receive it.
And all right. And anyway, I want to thank you. I want to thank all the listeners. And I want to thank everybody in the chat room and on the phone line. And everybody have a good night. And always remember, when you trust your abilities, you'll win in life.
Have a great night.
And I'm going to say good night. And I thank Lonnie for being here. And we'll see you Thursday night.
Okay.